Welcome everybody, Shir number 1201. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dave, Bemer Baron Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Lerafush Lemi Hudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina, Lerafush Lemi Leia Bas Cyril, getting back to our Malach of Goize's sharing. Okay, I just want to read from the Mechaber, our Simon is Simon Shin Mem in Hilcha Shabbos, and just to go through the Mechaber, it's basically two Sifim over there, Aleph and Beis, but over there he has pretty much, you know, the whole story, most of the story in the Mishnah Berurah explains it from there, and there, from there we branch out. But another important part of Goizes, he explains like this, says the Mechaber, again, it's Simon Shin Mem Sif Beis. He says, Osir Lachtach Yabeles Bigufa, one is not allowed to cut off a wart on Shabbos. A person has a wart, right? A wart, we'll see, it applies to other things too, a scab, various different type of things. But a person has a wart, and the one, you know, a lot of times a person goes to the doctor, they freeze a wart, they'll freeze it, they take it off, they cut it off, and let's say, for example, there's no bleeding. If there's bleeding, right, we've been talking about in the past, if there's bleeding, so then you have the malacha of sheichet, which is making oneself bleed. But let's say there's no bleeding at all. I could do it in a time and place, a way that there's no bleeding, but still it's osur lachtach yabeles migufay. Again, it's something that grows from the body. It grows on the body. So osur lachtach yabeles migufay. So maybe I'll do it with my hand, right? Good. I won't use a kli. I won't use special instruments to remove the wart. But maybe I'll do it somehow with my hands. I can pull it off with my hands. So bein biyad, bein bekli, says the Mechaber. The Shulchan Aruch, whether you do it with your hands, whether you do it with a utensil, bein loy, bein lacher, whether he does it for himself, does it for somebody else, doesn't make a difference. Pulling off a wart, and we'll see what falls under the guidelines of wart, what falls under the category of wart, in upcoming Shirim Bezras Hashem. But let's first establish the halacha, what the Mechaber says. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav, Vafilu Hiyavesha. Let's say this wart or this scab, for example, let's say a scab sometimes is a little bit easier to understand. It pretty much is the same thing. But let's say, so this wart or this scab or whatever the thing is, it's all dried up. It's gonna just fall off by itself. It's gonna crumple up and fall off by itself, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's no problem. It's a done deal, right? So, in other words, there's no question of bleeding. It's not gonna bleed. That's not the issue. It's already pretty much off. It's just, it's gonna hang around a day or two. So instead of letting the scab or the wart or whatever it is hang around on my face a day or two, it doesn't look nice, I'll pull it off now on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, no, you can't do that. Even vafilu hi yavesh, even if it's dried up and it's standing to crumple or to fall off at any moment. And even by itself. Vafilu hochi is awesome. Even in such a case, it's not allowed to be pulled off. Okay, so he says the Mishnah Berurah further. So he says v'cholzel inyan isura. All this is as far as an isur goes, midrabanan. Let's say aval inyan chiyuva, right? As far as being chayiv min hatorah, ene chayiv ela im kenoit l'kashi leicha uvekli. One would not be chayiv in these instances unless it's still, you know, on. It's sort of like wet. It's still fresh, sort of uvekli, and they use a utensil. The Uz, who bechlal goizes, then this would fall under the malacha of goizes as far as min hatorah. But be it as it may, again, it's all a little bit, if you want to call it hypothetical, it's either midrabanan, if it's already dried up, the way he's explaining the Mishnah Berurah, which again, we'll see more details in the various different sfarim, but right now we're setting down the foundation, whether it's dried up and it's ready to fall off at any minute. Right, even you'll tell me that, or you'll say it's wet, it's sort of still fresh, and they'll use a kli. So it's just a question of either aser midrabanan or aser min hatorah. Okay, so he goes, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Zayin, v'huad din, the same thing, the same iser would apply. It also sort of falls under this category. V'huad din aser litloish shar tzitzin shalar, like strands of skin, you know, loose skin sort of that started peeling. Sheperishu k'tzas, they're already sort of like peeling off a little bit. Me'algaba yaday oimim koymus acherim, which we'll see what that's all about. That would also be ulcer to pull off. In other words, strands of skin. Okay, so that's that. So it's also prohibited. It's also asa to detach strips or strands of skin that have partially separated from one's hand or from other parts of the body. Okay, so we're going to see some examples how that works, what exactly that's all about, in the Bira Halacha, Mitzvah Shem, next time, whatever. But I just want to finish off this part of the introduction. So he says like this, says the Mishnah Berurah, when the Mechaba said, Asa lachtach yabelas migufa, one is not allowed to remove warts, scabs, these type of things from the body. So he says, Bein bayad, whether it's with one's hands. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Sifkat and ches v'adin b'shinav." If somebody uses their teeth, right? A lot of times, somebody will, whatever the case is, they'll bite it off or somehow pull it off with their teeth. That would also not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. Now, the just to start the subject, but the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alocha, I'm sorry, the Bir Alocha in Devar Maskal Yabelis Migufa, he says at the end. He goes through a whole thing back and forth, in reference to plucking and doing these type of things we've been talking about, the regular way, not the regular way, but he says, interesting thing, that one has to be very careful. Sometimes they have kishiyesh ezet tzitzin midul dolin al sefa. So a person has the chapped lips, right? Basically, to put it simple, chapped lips, and parts of the skin is dried up and it's peeling off. So one has to be careful that in kain shiyesh kishiyesh eze tzitzin midul dolin. Right, as far as like perish ruban, after the chayiv chatas atoylesh, it could even be that that a person might even be over. In other words, min hatoyra might be also to pull this off. That toylesh oisin afila biyad. Even if they pull it off, let's say they have skin right from their chap lips, and they take their hand, and they pull it off. So first of all, again, backtracking, person has to be careful. Number one, you're going to bleed. Many of these times you pull it off and it causes bleeding most of the time, you know, so that's number one. Even a person will say, well, it's good, it's not going to bleed, no problem. I could do it in the way and place and time how it won't bleed, right? So a person has to be careful. You still can pull it off. And even to the extent the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha talks about, which we'll try get a little more into upcoming shirim, that this could even be the derech bekach, the derech litloish oisen sham biyad v'loy bekli. In other words, nobody takes a kli, a utensil, to pull off the strands from the loose skin or dried up skin on their lips. They don't use it. So they use it with their hands. Everybody, people pick their lips, right? Whatever. And especially in the winter, dried up lips, and it gets annoying. So one has to be extremely careful that the Mishnah Berurah is saying this might even be the regular way of doing it, in which case it could be a derisa possibly. Okay, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslocham Bracha Kol Tov.